Good morning, everyone. A very special welcome to our guests and our visitors. We're so happy that you're here. If you're here for the first time, we hope you feel at home among us here at St. Benedict's. It's great to have you. Did you know that there is a new definition to being British? In our day and time, being British means driving a German car to an Irish pub to have a Belgian beer, then grabbing an Indian curry or a Turkish kebab or a Greek gyro on the way home, where you recline on a Swedish sofa and watch American TV shows on a Japanese television set. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Is the question in today's gospel. Nathanael asked that question for a reason, because Nazareth was considered a humble place, a simple place. Who is this son of this carpenter from Nazareth? And can anything good really come out of there? It tells you some things never change. We still discriminate people and think about people in those terms. Where are they from? In some cultures, what family are they from? What sector of society do they come from? Let's forget about immigrants and foreigners just for a moment. Let's think about us in the U.S. If you're from the North, if you're from the South, from the East Coast or the West Coast, or if you're from the Midwest. We have all kinds of prejudices about people. And we think that somehow where their geographical location or place of origin, whatever that may be, it somehow defines in a certain way who they are. And we allow that kind of thinking to take a hold of us. And based on where they come from, we tend to judge their level of sophistication, education, their abilities, what their customs may be like. Can you trust them? We come to lots of superficial conclusions about people based on these geographic accidents, and most of them are erroneous. You know, this weekend, we celebrate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I consider him to be a true prophet and a hero of our times. He taught us so many lessons, But I wonder how many of them have been truly learned and applied. One of those lessons that came from his parents, and oftentimes he spoke about this, I don't know if you remember when he spoke about somebodiness. You remember that? Somebodiness. He says his parents taught him the value of somebodiness, and he defined it this way. Somebodiness is a state of self-dignity and worthiness. Despite what others may think, it is a deep inner resolve that nobody can convince me that I am not somebody. The first thing we must do is develop within ourselves a deep sense of somebodiness. Don't let anybody make you feel that you are nobody. Because the minute one feels that way, he or she is incapable of rising to his or her full maturity as a person. Somebodiness. What a great concept. In our present context, which we cannot ignore, in our present context, we wake up each day to disturbing news coming from all kinds of places, sometimes even the White House. Comments, phrases, innuendos, highlighting the fact that we have not gotten over our bigotry or the ignorance which fuels it. We're so far from what God is asking us to be. God wants us to be truly loving and caring people with the ability to see that each human being has been created in God's own image and likeness. We have a long way to go, don't we? We have a long way to go because as people of faith, we still judge things very superficially. Can anything good come out of Haiti? Can anything good come out of El Salvador? Can anything good come out of the nations of Africa? You fill in the blank. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes, the Savior of the world came out of that little humble town of Nazareth. Can anything good come from any part of God's beautiful earth? Of course. I don't want you to confuse this with partisan politics, because I want you to know something. You're a priest. I gave up on political parties a long time ago. I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. I'm one of those strange things in the state of Florida. They call us non-affiliates. They don't have independents here, so you have to be like a non-affiliate, not affiliated. The only bad thing about it, you can't vote in the primaries. But I'll tell you the main reason why I don't belong to a political party. And if you do, by the way, you know, that's your decision. You stick to it and do what you need to do and try to make it better. But in my case, the level of disappointment with these extremes, either on the left or the right, the truth is not there. The truth is not in those extremes. And sometimes we become fanatics or fanatical over human systems that are broken, and we forget what we're there for. There are people who become fanatical about their religious institution, and they forget it's about God. If it's not about God, that may not be the right religious institution to be in, and you've got to move on. If we're centered in Christ, if we're centered in the message of the gospel, that requires that we ask ourselves the question each and every day, how do I view my fellow sisters and brothers in this world, regardless of the color of their skin, where they come from, the language they speak? Because ultimately, that's the message that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wanted us to take to heart. We celebrate this national holiday to remember that we cannot lose hope. As people of faith, the worst thing we can do is say, oh, look how bad things are. We cannot lose hope because, as Dr. King said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. used to tell the story that he went to high school on the other side of the railroad tracks. You know what that is, right? So he often had to get on the bus. And when he got on the bus, he would have to stand in the back, even though there were many empty seats in the front. And he would say how his feet were standing in the back of that bus, but his head was in the front row seat. Listen to me carefully. His feet were standing in the back of the bus because that's where blacks were supposed to be, but his head, his mind, was in the front row seat. That's what faith does. Faith allows us to look beyond the difficulty of the present circumstances, whatever they may be, whatever darkness we may encounter. When we have faith, our feet are firmly planted in this reality of the present. But we've got to have the vision of God, the vision of faith, the horizon which never ends, that vision that goes way beyond our human limitations, the faith and the hope that comes with believing in Jesus that says we can do so much more. Yes, we live in a society where there is an increasing amount of racism, bigotry, struggle. We live in a time where people have felt the freedom to speak very hurtful words. We live in a time where some of our political leaders are not giving the example they should be giving to our children and our youth and to the rest of us. But at the end of the day, as people of faith, we cannot lose hope. Can anything good come out of this that we're going through right now? Yes, believe it or not. Lots of good can come out of what is happening right now. Because it is in the forefront of our minds, we're looking at it in the face, and we're realizing that evil is real, that ignorance is real, that hatred is real, and as people of love, we have to combat the darkness with light. And you and I are called to do it. And we will if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Our hearts and our minds need to be in that front seat. We don't have to stay where we are now. God is calling us to move to the front seat. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.